WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Jim Ryan. Any day now, former President Trump could be indicted again. A grand jury is expected to charge him in a federal January 6th investigation.
He received that target letter days ago, letting him know that he was the center of this investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And he was also given a deadline until today to decide if he will appear before the grand jury. Sources tell us that is not expected to happen. We know the former president has been scrambling to beef up his legal defense team, and overnight we learned that he has added one additional attorney, John LaRoe, who we are told will focus solely on this investigation.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Rocky Mount, North Carolina, has been hit by a devastating EF3 tornado. A Pfizer plant was destroyed. Nearby homes were heavily damaged. For a time, I-95 was impassable. So far, no reports of deaths. Meanwhile, 100 million Americans are on alert for dangerous heat still blanketing states from California to Florida. This is ABC News. Worldwide wheat prices have jumped sharply after Russia said it would treat ships heading for Ukrainian ports as potential military targets.
Moscow pulled out of the UN deal earlier this week that had ensured the safe passage of grain shipments in the Black Sea. In the wake of that decision, wheat prices in Europe have soared 8.2% on Wednesday, while corn prices were up 5.4%. Earlier, President Putin said he would return to the international agreement immediately if his demands were met. They include the lifting of sanctions on the sale of Russian grain and fertilizer and reconnecting Russia's agricultural bank to a global payment system. Meanwhile, Ukraine's options for exporting grain by rail are very limited. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Another workers' strike could be looming. Broadway is facing a potential walkout. A union representing stagehands and other workers is holding a strike authorization vote that could lead to a walkout as soon as tomorrow. Those workers would join Hollywood actors and writers who are also on strike. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Five people have been charged in the overdose death of an 18-year-old. According to the Fond du Lac County District Attorney, they range in ages from 15 to 21. The crime occurred April 7th. The victim took what he thought was Percocet, but turned out to be laced with fentanyl. His body was moved from inside a home to a sidewalk in the city of Ripon as the suspect started to panic during the overdose. Four are being charged with party to the crime of first-degree reckless homicide. All five are being charged with possession of THC and drug paraphernalia. If convicted, the reckless homicide charge could result in a 40-year sentence. The victim's name has still not been released. The dream is over. There is a single winner in last night's Powerball drawing. The winning ticket was sold in Los Angeles, California at a Las Palmitas mini-mart. Last-minute ticket sales made the jackpot just over $1 billion, the third largest in the history of Powerball. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd Alba did decide to text us who's fun to get a drink with in the GOP.
Fantastic.
Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Should we eliminate income taxes for retirees? What impact would this have on your life? 844-967-2789. Should we eliminate income taxes for people who are 67 and older? I would love to hear from you as far as what benefits it would have for you personally, but also, I guess, the bigger economic reason we should or should not do this, because there, as of this week, there has been a new proposal that promises to do just that. And we briefly touched on it yesterday during Greg's roundup, and I had seen the article, and then I went back and read it, and you know, it's not something that's on its face. I'm like, no, we shouldn't do this. I don't know if it does exactly what it says it will, because, we'll just back up a little bit and before we get into it a little bit. Jane Mattner, you're much closer to retirement age than I am.
That's
and
true.
So is this something that you would, be in favor of?
Well, I have not looked that deeply into it.
Okay.
But of course, when someone tells you, well, we're gonna lower your taxes because you're old, that doesn't seem bad to me.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that. Honestly. But when we're talking about what you earn, you know, how much you earn and who gets the most savings and things like that, I guess I'm still murky on those details.
Yeah. So would love to hear from you, I guess, just on its face. I will get into some of the details that have been released so far. But would love to hear your thoughts on whether or not Wisconsin should eliminate income taxes for retirees. And, you know, I think we have a fair amount of people who listen to the show live who maybe are already retired. So would love to hear from you as far as how much of an impact this would have for you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But basically, more of the details are that two Republican lawmakers released a proposal on Monday that would eliminate nearly all state taxes on retirement income for Wisconsin residents. So the two authors are Representative David Steffen of Green Bay and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton. And it's basically a new optional retirement income tax exemptions for taxpayers 67 or older. Individual filers would be exempt from paying taxes on the first $100,000 of their annual retirement income, while married and joint filers would see a tax exemption for the first $150,000. So, like, if you have a massive 401k that I guess you're making more than that per year, you still would have, you would still pay some taxes, but it's on that first $100,000 or $150,000 that would be exempt. And so, it's basically tax exemptions for IRAs, 401k plans, 403b plans, pensions, as well as other qualified retirement plans under federal tax codes. And so it should be noted that income is already exempt, like Social Security and military earnings are already exempt from income taxes in Wisconsin. So, and that that would, in this bill, those would not go towards the earning caps established in the proposal. So it's basically what you're paying, what the taxes you're paying on your IRAs and 401ks and everything like that as of right now. And so, you know, the arguments for this are, in, according to the two authors, is that it would retain Wisconsin retirees by bringing the state in line with neighbors. I guess Illinois, Iowa, and Pennsylvania also don't tax retirement incomes from these retirement plans.
Okay.
And that part I totally get. That makes a lot of sense to me. I'm less clear on the direct line between their other argument in, is that this would attract new employees.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. So in 35 years, when you're done working, you'll get a break.
Yeah. And I, like, it's like, why wouldn't you just move to a, like, once you're done working, what would stop you from just moving to a place that already has one of these things if that was the motivator versus I'm going to move there now for a benefit 20 or 30 years from now?
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing that I'm kind of like, well, I don't see the connection there, but I certainly think this is a good thing for retirees. And I don't know. I don't hate it.
it's almost hard to say that, isn't it? It's, I don't hate a proposal. It's amazing. it's kind of amazing. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Paul from Kenosha is joining us. Good morning, Paul. What do you think?
Hi. I really question the logic of it because, you know, you could spin various hypotheticals like, what if the population suddenly becomes significantly seniorized because industries are moving south and whatnot? Then are you now having very little state income because you're not charging people who are retired? Where you then have to make that up with, say, a sales tax, which is a very punitive, regressive tax. And also, I think you already touched on some of it, too. There needs to be kind of like a means test in there where it's like, okay, if you're making over $100,000, that's a ton of retirement income.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so to exclude that first portion, I mean, half your population doesn't, you know, or more, does not even make $100,000, and they all have to pay income tax. So why wouldn't you have someone who's making a six-figure income pay some degree of income tax on that?
It's a really good point. Thanks so much for the call, Paul. And he brings up a point that I was like, I was hesitant. I'm still hesitant to bring up, but we're going to go there because I don't want this to come off as callous, but we already have a disproportionate aging population compared to other states. The country as a whole has it. Yes. Like the country as a whole has an aging population, and our ratio of retirees to working people is quickly declining. Right. And so how do I say, I'm saying this as someone who, you know, people who are 67 and older, those are our parents. Those are our grandparents. We love them very dearly. But from an economic standpoint, what is the argument for wanting like a robust retiring population? Because to me, if we incentivize people who are retiring or who are retirement age to live here and we don't have aggressive policies to have working age people live here, that feels like a disaster waiting to happen when it comes to our healthcare system and our like service, like our elderly care service, which is already
a mess.
And so like, if we don't have people and systems in place to take care of an aging population, is it a great idea to necessarily incentivize a growing or retaining that aging population?
Are you old and sick? Come to Wisconsin.
Yeah. We can't promise we can take care of you, exactly. But you don't have to pay taxes.
Well, you don't have to pay. Exactly. So there's the perk. Might be living, you might be staying under a bridge, but you know, it'll be a bridge.
Well, and you'll, you know, and so that's kind of what I see is this. And I think the quote from the Journal Sentinel article that talked about this is talking about how much people who are retired, you know, they spend money on restaurants or housing or in their community. And by keeping these retirees in Wisconsin, we will see an economic benefit, which is sure. Like, but that's an argument for population period, right? Like,
sure.
It's not, I don't know if people who are retired spend a disproportionate, like more of their income on spending it in their communities than any of us do when we're going to restaurants and going to theater and doing just living our lives, right?
Well, I get the feeling that they have this image of this 67 to 71 year old person looks like the Golden Bachelor.
Yes.
That's who they're shooting for, and that's who they think we're going to attract with this. Not the actual 67 or 71 year old who has pre-existing conditions, who needs care, who may need hospice ultimately. And so I think there's a lot to work out yet on this.
And maybe, and we got a comment on the YouTube live stream from Michael Hitpass. He comments a lot. I don't know if I pronounce his last name correctly, though. He says $100,000 is too high. Most people don't make $100,000 while they're working, much
Seriously.
Less in retirement.
Seriously.
So maybe the goalpost is not correct right now, as far as especially if it's already your Social Security and military earnings and stuff like that's already not being taxed. I'm so far away from retirement that like I don't know what people are typically making, like once they're taking payments out and from their plans and plus with Social Security, plus whatever investments, and like what the average retired person, what their budget looks like every month.
Right.
So that's why I would love to hear from people who, you know, maybe are already retired or are much closer to it than obviously I am, of how would this impact you? 844-967-2789. You know, especially for people who are snowbirds who are, you know, thinking about leaving and leaving Wisconsin, like, does this change anything? But also the bigger question of, without being callous, but is it good for an economy to attract and retain an aging population without having a plan to have people there to take care of them?
It's not callous.
Is that not offensive? Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm not trying to be ageist here.
I would tell you.
Thank you, Jane. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going, take your calls and your text messages, and give away two more Brewers tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Certainly was in the right.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs around 77. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 80. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Warmer Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Yeah, four, one, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are having the discussion about a new proposal in the Wisconsin legislature that would make basically your retirement plans tax-free for people who are 67 or older, and getting your thoughts on whether or not this is a good idea, if it's a good idea for the economy, if it's a good idea for you personally. 844-967-2789. And we want to make sure that we get to your texts and your calls. But before we do that, we do have two more tickets for the Brewers that we're giving away. And so I want to set that up as well. The tickets are for Saturday's game at 6:15 p.m. against the Atlanta Braves. And a reminder that you can always hear the Brewers by tuning into Civic Media's flagship Brewer station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. So at the end of this segment, I will give the next trivia question. It's about the Braves. So get your fingers ready.
And your Google fingers ready
yep. as well. So we will give that away in the next 6 minutes. But do we have a call?
We do.
About the topic at hand?
We do. 844-967-2789. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. What do you think about this proposal?
Good morning. The conspiracy theorist in me thinks it's a good way for the Republican Party to gin up the base. If you start to turn the state into Florida, okay, the one of the earlier callers was right on as far as the tax base. You know, if you have these retirees and they're knocking down serious money on retirement, they're not going to be paying the taxes. That money has to come from someplace. Red property tax bills, well, that's not going to fly. So now you're going to go to maybe wheel tax, but for sure sales tax. And that's going to hurt a lot of folks that are down at the low end. I just retired. I'm going to be 68. I have 50 years of labor hard in. And so I'm just doing Social Security and my small city of Milwaukee pension. And I don't pay taxes. So this bill to me is transparent. It doesn't matter. I don't make $100,000 a year. And so all they're going to do is bring folks in that don't want to pay taxes. They aren't going to vote for people that want to improve infrastructure, education, mass transit, those things that really are going to make the state stand up proud. No, they're going to want to be in their fishing boats and in their, you know, leisurely deck sipping Mai Tais and not spending any tax money, right? That's my thought. I you know, it may sound conspiracy slighted, but I it's pretty obvious.
We have a text that kind of goes along with what you just said, Rob, too. If you want to check in, thanks a lot, Rob. 844-967-2789 from the 414. As a retiree, I obviously don't have a problem paying less in taxes, but I wonder if this isn't pandering to a group that has voted strongly Republican and is now starting to realize that Republicans really aren't working for them and considering alternatives. It may sound like I don't trust Republicans. Yeah, you got that right.
That's super interesting. I mean, it's interesting to have people who are retired,
exactly,
both Rob and the texter, be like, well, this doesn't really affect me
written. It's like the Republican tax cut for the wealthiest people. This is a break for rich people.
So this is a break for people who are retired, who've planned well.
Yes. Or inherited well.
That is also true. Because it's interesting, simultaneously, I knew that I wanted to talk about this, but I saw in there's an Axios poll out of how many people feel like younger people feel like retirement is just out of reach.
Never going to happen.
And so this was a survey conducted this month. And so 80% of respondents agreed that the point of working hard your adult life is to have a nice retirement, but only 49% said they feel like they're getting by and they feel like they're just getting by and unable to save for retirement. And I mean, I've seen numbers for people who are like my age, like you should be expected to have at least $2 million saved by the time I retire, by the time like I'm 60 in my 60s, late 60s, that like Mike and I should be preparing, if not more than that, to have like $1 to $2 million saved.
Wow. How are you at saving, my friend?
We're getting there. I would say, like for me, I am back on course. Like I did really well in my 20s in saving when I was working in tech and making money.
Yep.
And then for about 4 years when I was like, I want to be a content creator.
Yeah, let's do that.
and trying to work my way into figuring out what that actually meant. I was certainly not saving and just making enough to like pay my bills.
Yep.
And now with a steady job, like I'm back to the point where I'm doing pretty well at saving 10% of everything I make.
Good for you.
Which is great. But I'm also, you know, like, I don't know if that's enough to have $1 million 30 years from now.
Much less 2 million.
Yeah. And so, you know, in reality, there is a lot of people who they just think of, they know they should, but it is not necessarily realistic based on how much they're making and how much cost of living is.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, before we go to break, I want to put out the trivia question. So if you know the answer to this, you can win tickets for Saturday night's Brewers game against the Atlanta Braves. This is the question. Many of us know that the Braves were in Milwaukee before they were in Atlanta, but what city were they in before they were in Milwaukee? So what city were the Braves in before they came to Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. If you know the answer, you got two tickets for you with your name on it for Saturday night's game against the Atlanta Braves at 6:15. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. A massive cleanup underway in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, following a destructive EF3 tornado.
This storm did not just ruin people's homes. That Pfizer plant that was destroyed, that's one of the largest employers in the area, and it could even potentially have an impact on our supply of some medicines across the country.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Meantime, a historic heat streak continues from California to Florida. 100 million Americans on alert. Phoenix yesterday breaking a record for its low temperature of 97 degrees. And there's also a state of emergency in western Kentucky due to flash flooding from torrential rain. President Biden on the road in Philadelphia visiting a shipyard to deliver remarks on his economic agenda, including policies he says are boosting American manufacturing and creating good-paying union jobs. Biden will also ring in a new ship that'll be used to help build offshore wind farms. And a single ticket won last night's $1 billion Powerball jackpot. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Governor Tony Evers was in Menasha yesterday. The governor recently allocated more funding to Boys and Girls Clubs in the state's biennial budget. The added money will help fund clubs in northeast Wisconsin as well as across the state. Evers spent time at the Boys and Girls Club of Menasha and stressed the importance of out-of-school programs for kids, adding that affordable child care is vital for working families and necessary to keep the economy moving. Be on the lookout for phone calls from people claiming to be law enforcement. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they've received complaints about scammers posing as deputies in an effort to extract money from people. There have been similar scams in Winnebago, Brown, and Marinette counties recently. Authorities say they will never demand money over the phone, which includes cryptocurrency. If you receive a call like this, call your local law enforcement non-emergency number right away. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And before we get to the headlines, the good, the bad, and the interview of the year, we are asking a trivia question for someone to win the Brewers tickets, two Brewers tickets for Saturday's game at 6:15 p.m. against the Atlanta Braves. And the question is, many of us know that the Braves were in Milwaukee before they were in Atlanta, but what city were they in before they were in Milwaukee?
844-967-2789 is the number. Tom from Mount Pleasant is joining us. Good morning, Tom. What is your answer?
And I didn't cheat, and I hope I'm right. Boston.
Boom! You did not cheat, and you were right. That is correct. The Braves were founded. The Braves were founded in Boston in 1871, as originally they were the Red Stockings. But by 1912, they were known as the Boston Braves. And then there you go. So good job. Congratulations. Who are you going to take to the game?
Well, thank you. Thank you. And so my father played for the St. Louis Brown Stockings.
Oh, wow.
And that was originally, yep. So baseball is my life, 55 years.
Oh, that's really cool. Gosh. That is really
that
cool, Tom.
That is very cool. Well, yeah, that is correct. Do you have someone that you're going to take to the game this weekend?
Well, I'm going to have to spin the bottle, you know.
Well, I hope you enjoy. The tickets are they're on the club level. They are great seats. It's very easy to get concessions when you're on the club level. And so when you go, don't forget to take a picture, tag Civic Media, tag us if you can. But I hope you have a great time, Tom.
And don't hang up, Tom, okay? I got to get a little info from you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Well, there you go. Yeah. So, they moved to Milwaukee in 1953, with a roster of star players like Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, and Warren Spahn. I don't know if I pronounced that right. The Milwaukee Braves won the World Series in 1957. Despite the team's success, fan, attendance declined and the club owners moved the team to Atlanta, Georgia in 1966, where they obviously have been ever since. So that congratulations to Tom. But moving on to headlines for the day, the good, the bad, and the interview of the year. So the good, Governor Evers, we've talked a lot about on this show, the move to for like the literacy issues that we have right now with our school-aged kids and the push to change our how our public schools are teaching reading to more of a phonics-based lesson plan. And as of this week, Governor Evers has signed a sweeping reading literacy bill into law. So this is from WPR. Reading instruction for Wisconsin's youngest students will be revamped under a new law signed by Tony Evers on, this was yesterday. So the state's going to spend $50 million to create a new literacy office, hire reading coaches, and shift away from what has been known as balanced literacy to a science of reading approach. And so we've had Alan Borsick on the show a fair amount to talk about this. I know Quentin Claibon we've talked about this with. But it's basically the difference of now being, the kids will now be taught with more of an emphasis on phonics. And that's more through teaching them how to sound out words and letters versus picture, like memorization and reading through pictures and word cues and context. And so I think this is a good thing. I mean, at least we're doing something. I've been kind of harping on the fact that it feels like when it comes to education, there's a lot of attention and prioritization on things that don't move the needle, like bathroom bills and, you know, what songs you can sing. And so this feels like something that actually is productive and there's evidence as far as what could make the difference when it comes to reading and reading comprehension. So I think that this is a good thing. Now, the bad. So this is something that is budget related, which, you know, the budget has been signed into law. We're moving forward. There's, you know, it's done. And there was a lot of talk about the things that didn't make it into the budget as far as what was proposed for Tony Evers' proposal originally. You know, there was like 500 different things that right off the bat were cut. And we've talked a lot about how different the Tony Evers' proposal was compared to what the Republicans wanted to sign. And this one is something I don't quite understand why it didn't make it in. So, you know, Wisconsin is largely a state of small towns and cities. And we've talked a lot about the shared revenue bill, and that is, you know, that wasn't, was it was separate from the budget, but it did get done. So there is more money that's going back to small communities, which is good. But, you know, Wisconsin's small communities could be getting more money from, like, there's billions of federal dollars allocated to infrastructure and renewable energy projects, like upgrading drinking water systems, which we know is a big deal because of PFAS across our state, or like purchasing electric buses, or like there is a lot of money out there from like the infrastructure bill, but the but it takes applying for grants to get some of that money.
And that's a complicated process from what I understand.
I've never applied for a grant. And I think it's largely because I'm like, every time I've ever looked at an application, I'm going to like, this seems really hard. And like your imposter syndrome gets in there. You're like, I'm not going to do this.
But that's a job. Isn't grant writing a job?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There is like at many nonprofits, like that is a job for a specific person, like knowing how to apply for these grants. And if you think about the amount of towns and villages that we have across the state that are, you know, population 5,000 people and less, let alone like 1,000 people and less, they don't necessarily have the resources to have someone dedicated to figuring out like the very like time consuming application process. So originally, and I don't know how this is like, I got this from Wisconsin Watch and this was only reported on recently, but in Tony Evers' proposal, he had a proposal in there for $960,000. So less than $1 million, less money than we are now giving the Packers to host the draft, which I'm in favor of, but I'm just saying to put into context of this is not that much money.
No.
And it was basically a creation of a 5-person resource team to help local governments identify and apply for federal and state grants. So it's basically the salaries for people who would help all these different towns,
these grant writers,
get money for projects in their towns. And it was just flat out rejected by the Joint Finance Committee. And with no, like there's, and in it, there was no comment from any of the Republicans who rejected it of like, why?
Why?
And that just feels like most of these guys represent small towns or smaller towns that could benefit from a grant writing proposal team that like is a resource for the entire state to get access to funds that could help their communities that's outside of, you know, the general fund for Wisconsin. And I'm just so confused as to why this isn't a thing, especially when there is a lot of money out there
to be had.
And
it's almost like they don't care about these smaller towns and villages. And I am curious why more people who live in these communities who need assistance from the state and the federal government aren't contacting their lawmakers with regularity.
Yeah.
And I know it's an endless frustration and you probably only even get to leave a voicemail if that, but that's the only way things are ever going to change. Is for people to speak up and talk to your electeds about what you want them to do, not what they want to do, because they know better than you.
Yeah. But it just feels like an example of something that feels like it should be a no-brainer. It's like not, it was one, not that much money. Like the investment versus what the potential return on that, as far as paying 5 people to be an expert resource for towns across the state to then access more money for projects. Like, I just don't understand that calculus of like, nah, that doesn't seem like a good investment.
Yeah, too much. No, we're not going to spend that. That's fine.
But the $10 million for the RNC, which is now only $1 million, but you know, that was a better use of money. All right, finally, interview of the year? ? So from the same YouTuber who brought you the Kia Boys documentary, which has more than 6.8 million views on YouTube, comes a hard-hitting interview with none other than U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson talked to
indeed
this
Tommy G
filmmaker. Okay.
So I will give credit where credit is due. The Journal Sentinel did write this up, Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea, but I did hear this on Devil's Advocates yesterday. They were talking about this, and I was like, wait, what? So this is a guy, I have his YouTube up. So this is a guy, Tommy G, who on his YouTube says, I make the craziest documentaries on YouTube. He has 800,000 subscribers. And I think he came on a lot of people's radar last year when he made a YouTube video slash what he calls a documentary.
Not a documentary.
Of hanging out with Kia boys in Milwaukee. Who are stealing cars. And, you know, he did it. And it went mega viral. Like I said, it has like 6 million views. But I think specifically in Milwaukee, there was a lot of debate over the fact that here's this kid, despite all of the journalists that we are employed in the Milwaukee area, who got such access to these kids that is like wreaking havoc on the city, and how he got them to talk to him. And it was, you know, it was kind of a big deal as far as what he made with that. So now he's gone to DC in the attempt to investigate corruption in Washington, D.C., and it featured only one lawmaker, Ron Johnson.
Wow.
Because Ron Johnson was the only member of Congress who agreed to an interview.
Boy, Ron's looking for any outlet except for civic media, right?
I guess. Well, he used to go on the Devils, I guess, with some frequency.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But it's a 20-minute documentary. We'll link it in today's show notes if you're interested. But a lot of the questions are, you know, they're about Jeffrey Epstein. They're about who actually killed JFK.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, tapping into
hard-hitting.
A little bit of the hard-hitting
current
stuff,
topics and issues.
And, you know, not surprisingly, Ron Johnson did say it's certainly possible that the government was involved in the JFK assassination, and that he is it's certainly very fishy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and that we should look into that more. And that, you know, he actually thinks that Robert F. Kennedy is a remarkable character, and they share a lot of views about the coronavirus pandemic. So
that's good to know.
There you go. Tommy G asking the hard questions of Ron Johnson on his new Investigating Corruption in Washington, D.C. documentary. All right. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. Jane, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. High of 77. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 80. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Temperatures near average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matt Nair. And we are going to play our weekly game of three headlines and a lie.
All right.
So three of these headlines are real and one is fake. So we're going to see if Jane can spout out the fake one. You are always welcome to play along at home and see if you know which one is real and which one is fake. So, Jane, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So number one, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines.
So they go to the same. go to the same seaweed patch. So, sea turtles have habits they follow for thousands of years.
Thousands of years. Okay. 3,000 years.
3,000 years. Okay.
All right. Number two, expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves.
Now, I know that there was a fish that was recently found, I think, in a pond in Florida that had human-like teeth. But this was some exotic animal, again, that some knucklehead released after they didn't want it in their fish tank anymore. So I'm okay. That's all right. That's the second one. I am not feeling solid on this today.
All right. Number three, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms.
Okay.
I wonder how good his aim was.
Maybe it improved.
All right. And number four, virtual pet website Neopets plans $4 million comeback.
These are tough. Usually I feel I have a better grasp on the news.
All right. I will read all four again.
All right.
Number one, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines. Number two, expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves.
Oh, freaky.
Number three. It's like I'm trying to imagine. Sometimes I've seen photoshops of like babies. And they give them like a full smile or like
with
real eyebrows,
teeth.
Like an adult's eyebrows. You're like, God, that looks weird. Number three, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms. And number four, virtual pet website Neopets plans $4 million comeback.
All right. I'm going with the sea turtles is the one that's true.
That is true. You're trying to guess the one that's fake.
Oh, rats. And here I thought I had it all locked up, Kristen. One of those.
So many times.
I know. There's a lot going on in here.
I know.
Okay. Sea turtle is true. Wiz Khalifa is probably true. I'm going with the lie is the fish with the teeth.
Ding, 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 ding.
Really?
You got it right. Yes. That one is fake.
Wow.
The other three are real, though. But yeah, so no, you don't, at least for now. I would like to hear more about this other random story you found with a fish with human-like teeth.
Yeah, that was just freaky. I think it was in Florida. I'll see what I can find.
Of course it was in Florida.
Well, everything, right? Everything happens in Florida.
But yes, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines. Marine reptiles visit the same foraging grounds millennium after millennium. So there you go.
Oh, it was in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma, a pond in Oklahoma. Oh, my God, Mom. I thought he was just being dramatic, Mom said. In the this is the neighborhood pond. We're used to catching bass or catfish. Nothing like human-like teeth. Charlie landed a pacu, a fish that is the cousin of the piranha and whose outsized teeth have struck fear in swimmers. It's a native of South America, but we're swimming in this pond in Oklahoma City.
Oh, they are really ugly.
Yes, they are very ugly. Except to other pacu, I'm sure.
I'm sure they're very attractive to other pacu, but
they really do look like like human teeth on the bottom. It's freaky.
Yeah, if you want to look it up, it's pacu, a pacu fish. Pretty ugly.
Yeah.
If I gotta, sorry, but call a spade a spade. All right. And then yes, indeed, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms.
Not a surprise.
Shroomed out throwing a baseball is crazy. So that one is true. And then yes, Neopets, which I've never heard of, pet website Neopets is planning a comeback. Launched in 1999 by British developers, the site let users care for cartoon pets, chat, and play games. But after Viacom bought it for $160 million in 2005, the site failed to keep up with the times and many elements stopped working. Now, Neopets is promising a new era with $4 million of funding to remake the site and bring back 50 classic games on July 25th. Do you think they're going to bring it back Tamagotchis?
I don't think so.
That was probably, you probably never.
I was way too
that
old.
Was,
I was
you were
way too old.
For Tamagotchis.
Yeah, no.
But so there you go. So that is three headlines and a lie. And you nailed it.
I am really, it was tough. This week was tough. Like I said, I usually feel like I'm better plugged in into odd news, but some of those got away from me. So it was a good guess. It was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's your daily reminder that indeed we are still doing Civic Media, our blood donation challenge. So as a reminder that all you have to do is sign up to donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin.
That's convenient for you.
That's convenient for you.
Yep.
Take a selfie of you donating blood. Post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, using the hashtag CivicPints, and you get entered to win many prizes, either Milwaukee Brewers tickets. We have Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have swag bags of Civic Media merch. But also you just get to be a good person and help out with the shortage, the massive, massive blood shortage that we have in Wisconsin right now. And do it for me, because I found out that I cannot donate blood while pregnant. And so
you're stand in for Kristen.
Stand in for me, because I would if I could, but I can't. So just a reminder, we've actually extended that into August, because fun fact, even though the FDA has changed guidelines for men who have sex with men to now be able to donate, some of the blood donation centers are a little behind on their questions that they need to ask. So that changes for the Red Cross on August 7th. So we're extending this so more people can be included. All right, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, public service announcement. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC. Media.